Last weekend, I brought up this passage from the book of Nehemiah, and I want to go back to it for just a second, for us to take a second. If you're not familiar with Nehemiah, I said this last week, get familiar with Nehemiah. Read the book of Nehemiah. See his love and his care for people, for his people. I had this conversation actually with somebody yesterday. They were talking to me about, and I won't get into the whole conversation, but it started with the question of how do you know when God is leading you to do something? And this is for a family, and we were riding down the road, but they were asking me this question because they're faced with some tough decisions and some life-altering decisions right now. And we got into that question, and somehow in the midst of that, I got to talking about Nehemiah, and I talked about how we see Nehemiah's heart. He has a calling to a people, and I don't know that a lot of times that we think about the calling that God has given us necessarily to a people, but he has called us to a people. I think for us this morning to pay attention to that, I think is very good. And I think for us to read even again, just this little snippet of Nehemiah 1 verse 4. It says this. This is after he finds out that the walls have been torn down around Jerusalem, which this is like his hometown. So imagine like hearing that your hometown is in ruin, okay, and susceptible to the enemies around them to come and take it over and do whatever they might awful do, these awful things that they might do. And this is his response. It says in verse 4, it says, as soon as I heard these words, I sat down and wept and mourned for days. And I continued fasting and praying before the God of heaven. And I said, O Lord, God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments, let your ear be attentive and your ears open to hear the prayer of your servant that I now pray for you day and night for the people of Israel, your servants, confessing the sins of the people of Israel, which have sinned against you, even I and my father's house have sinned. Nehemiah was heartbroken for the people that God had called him to. So what's one guy going to do? What's one guy going to do about the fact that the people that he's called to, that the walls have been torn down, that the city is in ruin, and it's probably going to be overthrown by other armies? What's one guy going to do? That one guy, if you read through the book of Nehemiah, listens to the Lord, and in little things, little decisions are turned into big moves that save a city. We have a calling to a people who need to be saved by Jesus. And if we're not careful, we'll minimalize ourselves into believing there's nothing that we have to offer. There's nothing that we can do. We don't have the skills. We don't have the words. We don't know how to articulate this or that or whatever. And the truth is that God wants to use every single one of us that know him as their Savior. Those folks out there today need Jesus. And you know what? You may say, you know what? I'm going to serve somebody today that's already a Christian. Why am I doing that? Here's why you're going to do that. Don't tell me that you as a believer haven't ever needed somebody else to serve you. You might actually be in a spot right now in your life where you could go, Chris, if I'm just real honest with you right now, I wish somebody would serve me because I'm in a bad spot right now. I could use being encouraged. Let me encourage you in this. You will be encouraged today by encouraging others. God will do that in your heart. We don't do this because of that, but that is something that he does for us in the midst of us ministering to others. Don't miss that. You might be here by accident today and you go, well, I'm just going to take off whatever. If you can, don't. If you can, don't. You know? Maybe God's got something different for your day today. Maybe he wants to do something today in your life that changes the course from here on out for you. Maybe for others. Maybe he wants to use you to rebuild a wall, to save a city, to save a people, to save a family. Nehemiah was heartbroken to the point that he mourned. And he fasted, and he wept, and he prayed. And in just a minute, you're going to gather in your teams that you're going with, and you see all the deals around the walls. And when we do, you're going to gather together with teams, and you may not even know which one you're going to. Whatever, if you don't, go out to the desk, and they'll hook you up and take care of you. By the way, they told me to make sure you sign the thing out there before you go. But when we get together, we're going to get together before we leave in our groups, in our projects, and pray. And we're going to pray for these folks. And you may not even see the people today that you're going to serve, but you can pray for them. And you can pray that God is glorified in the work that you do today, that God would use it to encourage them, that maybe they would know that we love them and that we care for them, so that when they finally do open their eyes and open their hearts to somebody ministering to them, sharing Christ with them, that maybe this is the thing. Maybe today what you're going to do is the thing that's going to soften their heart to hear the gospel. Be encouraged today. God's going to use you in a big way today. When we gather together in a moment, pray. Pray that God would use you. Pray that God would minister to others. Pray that we would be a light. The most important thing that I can tell you today is this. Jesus loves you. God loves you. And Jesus died on a cross to save you. You may not know that you need saving, but he did. And if you need to talk to one of us about that, we would love to talk with you about that today. Just come find us. We'll hang out until we need to. Love you. Thank you for being a part of today. Let's pray together, and then we're going to break up into our projects, okay? God, be with us today. Lord, guide us today. Lord, have your hand on the project coordinators today that are helping lead out these different things. Lord, have your hands on every one of us today, Lord, that we would be light. God, I pray, Lord, that people would see in us something that only comes from you, a peace, a burden for the lost. God, I pray, Lord, that we would mourn those that don't know you. God, I pray, Lord, that if building walls is what you want us to do, then God, I pray, Lord, that we would do it with all of our hearts. God, I pray, Lord, that we wouldn't question it. Lord, we would just trust in you and know that you're going to use it somehow. God, use us for your glory today. May we be your light. May others see Jesus in us. Thank you for the opportunity that we have to serve our community. God, as we go before us. Speak to the hearts of those people that we're going to minister to today. Lord, thank you so much for allowing us to do this. In your name we pray. Amen. All right. So make sure that you've signed the waiver stuff out there at the counter before you get out of here. We got an offering. We need to do an offering, don't we? Yeah, the ushers are like, hello. All right, I'll tell you what. Once you guys go ahead and come up, let's do the offering real quick. Danny, you got some canned music for us or something? Put some Metallica on. Get us in the mood here, right? I just talked about it. Yeah, go ahead. That's your canned music for the offering today. What is that? It's like some wannabe Ice Cube or something. What is that? Don't think I don't know Ice Cube. Hey, before we break up real quick, let me just tell you something real quick. Dave came up and shared with me. If you've got a kid going to Centra Kid, you need to come see him before you go to get your packet with all your stuff, info, and forms and everything for camp. So make sure that you do that. Also, Dave is actually needing today a truck and a trailer and probably a couple of guys to help him go get something that's in Jolton to bring back. It's for our kids ministry, preferably a covered trailer, like an enclosed trailer or something, if somebody's got something like that. But he's going to need a hand with that. If you can help him with that, he's got to get it today. It has to be done today. So maybe you can help with that in some way. Probably not going to be that hard, really. It's just got to be done. And it's a freebie, which is awesome. So we like that kind of stuff around here. Also, I just want to make mention next weekend? This is next weekend, right? Day with Dad next weekend, Sycamore Rec. You see these cards have been kind of laying around and whatnot. Make sure that you get to go with us. This is the day for us to celebrate dads and get to go fishing, kayaking. We're going to go down there right after second service. I'm going to preach short next week so we can go ahead and go eat. So what we're going to do is we're going to go down there. We've rented the pavilion. We'll be fixing lunch, grilling hamburgers, hot dogs kind of stuff. And then we're going to eat down there. We're just going to hang out and hang out in the water, on the water, by the water. There'll be games and stuff down there. There's a playground right there. No matter how big or how small your kids are, come hang with us. If you're a single mom, go ahead and bring your kids. We want you to be a part of this. We don't want your kids to get to miss out. I'm asking you now, if you're a guy and you're in here now and you're like, well, my kids are grown and gone, come go with us. Bait some hooks for some kids. Maybe you got a boat that you could bring down there and bring your life vests and stuff. There's some kids that would love to go out on a boat. Probably never been on a boat. We can wear our flippy floppies. It'd be good. All right. Ann's got something. Come on.
If you have friends that are not here today and would love to come and serve, we still need more people to help with chainsaws, landscaping, and stuff.
Let's go ahead and break into our groups. Y'all pray together and get out of here. Do the thing.